Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Well, it's the last show of 2015. Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Carl Enbehalm, and we have lots of songs here on New Year's Eve. Songs about adult beverages, celebratory libations. Yes, and we started out the night with Bar Lights by Mike Rudquist. Now, Mike is a Red Wing, Minnesota native who writes in an Americana pop rock country style. He's an ASCAP songwriter who's been featured as a finalist in several songwriting contests, including Dat Dog Jingle Contest 2014, Great River Folk Festival Songwriting Contest 2013, Wagon Train Jingle Contest in 2011, and he loves to co-write. Mike's a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters and a music friend of mine. Well, up next, Grigla, Minnesota singer-songwriter Scotty Torgerson, who's recorded 3 CDs, titled My Home in Minnesota, Unique Prescription, The Hits Part 1, and The Hits Part 2, plus one single titled Childhood Christmas. Here's Scotty Torgerson with a song titled Crackers for Your Wine as we celebrate adult beverages here on Minnesota Homebrew. Mm-hmm. in the Thief River Falls area for over 20 years, and not once have I heard of Scotty Torgerson performing anywhere. So I think he's kind of a laid-back singer-songwriter. Griggle, of course, is just off to the east and a little north of us, about 30-some miles. And anyway, I should get a hold of Scotty one of these days and talk music. Well, up next, Mark Allen. He and his music are real. According to his biography, the kind of Americana music that is real for all the right reasons, music that is created to express emotions and experiences that come from everyday living. With his acoustic guitar sounds and hard-hitting harmonica, Mark's live music keeps the party rolling. And we're going to do a song now that features a beverage. Now, what beverage might it be? Aha! It's whiskey, of course. And here's Mark Allen with Whiskey Sweet here on Minnesota Homebrew.
You and I, baby, we're best friends. Where it starts, it never ends. We got love, love that lasts. Yeah, it flows down the road, just like a Cadillac. Rain or shine, snow or cold, baby, I got your hand to hold. You got me, and baby, I got you. And there ain't nothing I wouldn't do for you. 'Cause your whiskey's sweet, so nice indeed. And that's a love that's so complete. Yeah, your whiskey's sweet, so nice indeed. And that's a love that's so complete. You're a dream that came true. Heaven sent, straight out of the blue. From that day I first saw you, yeah, I knew you were heaven sent, a love so true. Yeah, your whiskey's sweet, so nice and neat. And that's a love that's so complete. Yeah, your whiskey's sweet, so nice and neat. And that's a love that's so complete. There will come a time to say goodbye. Hush, my baby, I said, don't you cry. For I will love you forever and a day. Yeah, baby, this love of mine, it only knows one way. And that's whiskey sweet, so nice and neat. And that's a love that's so complete. Yeah, whiskey sweet, so nice and neat. And that's a love that's so complete. Baby, we're best friends. Where it starts, it never ends. We got love, love that lasts. Yeah, it flows down the road, baby, it's like a Cadillac. Say it flows down the road, just like a Cadillac. And it's whiskey sweet, so nice and neat. That's a love that's so complete. Yeah, whiskey sweet, so nice and neat. And that's a love that's so complete. Said that's a love that's so complete. Now that's a love that's so complete.
Dirty Martini, gonna call you in by the riverside. Not be can go, oh, where you gonna get you a dirty martini? You're gonna dance in it. We deliver tubes and rentals by the day. Drop off at the point, pick you up either way. Make sure you head on up the end of the day. Come on now, you know you're gonna. Chef is grilling out, the weather's on the way. Experience culinary expose. Come on out, we mix you up, dirty martini. Dirty martini, gonna call you in by the riverside. Night begins, there's a little place you can go. Oh, where you gonna get you a dirty martini? Take it around now, too. You're here, let all the good times begin. The dirty martini. Oh, Julie's on the scene, overseeing it all. Mike's making reservation, know he's having a ball. Just come on down, don't bother to call. Dirty martini. There's a little place you can go. Where you gonna get you a dirty martini? Dirty martini. Dirty martini.
I'd have to say that Root River Jam, that last group from Rochester, Minnesota, wins my vote for the most sophisticated song of the evening, because all the rest are about either beer or wine or whiskey. But that song was titled Dirty Martini. and a little bit about Red River Jam. They're a four-piece, sometimes a three-piece group from Rochester, Minnesota, comprised of David Wilson on guitar and vocals, Blake Bondi on upright bass, David Beyer on fiddle and violin, and occasionally Sean Clark on drums. They play Americana folk blues style of music. According to music blotter, according to music blogger Jeff Hansel, Root River Jam will take you into the clouds and beyond with incredible instrumentals and joyous singing that's downright fun to hear. Well, our next artist of the evening is Eric Koskinen. Since moving to Minneapolis 8 years ago, Eric Koskinen has amassed a following as a musician, songwriter, producer, and engineer. With experience stemming from years of traveling north to south and coast to coast, Koskinen taps those adventures and encounters in his second album, the follow-up to his acclaimed Keep It to Yourself. Here's Eric Koskinen with his offering for the night, titled Six Pack of Beer and a Pack of Cigarettes on Homebrew.
Thank you. about the sleep I lost without the time to care. Dreaming would condition me without the time to spare. Three shots to wash away the pain. Whiskey working in my pores, flowing down like rain. She's got a pretty name for whiskey when it's sliding down my throat. Forgetting that she's missing me, stumbling down this road. She warmed a spot in my heart, but she don't really know. I tried real hard to remember, but I'm fading out real slow. Was it Mary Lou or Susie? Lost her name again. Pour that shot right down the drain. There she goes again. She got a pretty name for whiskey when it's sliding down my throat. Forgetting that she's missing me, stumbling down this road. She got a pretty name for whiskey. She put me to a test just about the time it hits me. She would be my second guess. She got a pretty name for whiskey. 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 Sure wish that I had known what I knew before it showed. That drinking all that whiskey leave me lying on the floor. Three shots to wash away the pain. Whiskey working in my pores, flowing down like rain. She got a pretty name for whiskey when it's sliding down my throat. Forgetting that she's missing me, stumbling down the road. She got a pretty name for whiskey, but it's sliding down my throat. Forgetting that she's missing me, stumbling down this road. She got a pretty name for whiskey. Got a pretty name for whiskey. She got a pretty name for whiskey. She got a pretty name for whiskey.
That was Americana artist from St. Cloud, Leon Laudenbach. He's been performing his original compositions for the last 30 years on stages throughout the upper Midwest. He spent his youth growing up on a farm on the south side of St. Cloud and immersed himself in music, with the Mississippi River as a backdrop for the hundreds of songs he's written. In recent years, Leon has played in groups like Taboo Blue and Buddha Mambos, and he's put out several albums with each lineup.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Well, he's originally from Montana. David Levine began playing music and working with computers at a very young age. He joined his first rock band, Patriot, which was formerly named John Thonis and the All-American Band, and toured with them through 1985. He then founded the David Levine Band, which disbanded in 1987. He now calls Viroqua, Wisconsin, home, where he lives with his wife and stays busy with running, skiing, and flying. Here's David Levine with Sweet Red Wine on Minnesota Homebrew.
Thank you. should I tell the kids about smoking pot? Just say no. Yeah, right. But what else have I got? Should I say I never tried it? Or admit I smoked a lot? What should I tell the kids about smoking pot? The birds and the bees covered babies, but we need to talk about drinking and drugs. I could start with Amore, then add to the story of the birds and the bees and the bud. What should I tell the kids about drinking booze? About sleeping around? All the things a kid can get into. 'Cause I've been there and I've done that, and it still gives me the blues. What should I tell the kids about drinking booze? The birds and the bees covered babies, but we need to talk about drinking and drugs. I could start with Amore, then add to the story of the birds and the bees and the bud. Kids avoid mistakes. Could say, don't do what I did, just do what I say. You're gonna have to live with every hasty choice you make. How can I help the kids avoid mistakes? The birds and the bees covered babies, but we need to talk about drinking and drugs. I could start with Amore, then add to the story of the birds and the bees and the bud. I could start with Amore, then add to the story of the birds and the bees and the bud.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Well, this is an article from Men's Journal, real cool magazine and website. It's titled, The Very Good Reasons Foster's Isn't Brewed in Australia. A New York City man has filed a class action lawsuit against Miller Coors for fooling him into believing that his Foster's beer is made in Australia. The plaintiff, Leif Nelson, says that Foster's advertisements publicizing the beer as, quote, Foster's Australian for beer and how to speak Australian gave an artificial portrayal of how beer, or that beer at least, is brewed in Australia. In reality, Foster's has been brewed in Fort Worth, Texas, of all places, since 2011, the year that the Australian brand was bought by the international SAB Miller Group. SAB Miller operates in the United States under Miller Coors, a joint venture with Molson Coors. The reason that Foster's isn't brewed in Australia, however, ultimately benefits fans of the beer. For one, importing is expensive. Transporting heavy barrels and cases of beer means additional packaging costs, import taxes, and shipping costs on top of producing the beer itself. These costs are then transferred to the customer through higher beer prices. The other part of the equation is that pale lagers like Foster's taste best the day they're bottled and then gradually deteriorate. shipping across the world not only ages a beer, but the unstable conditions and temperatures prematurely age the beer. Brewing in Texas actually means Foster's in the United States will taste a lot more like you're drinking a pint in Melbourne than if the beer was shipped from there. Something else, huh? Well, Miller Coors has stayed quiet about this lawsuit, but Nelson seems to enjoy the fresh, domestically brewed taste of Foster's. Misleading advertising or not, he has claimed that he would happily return to drinking the beer if they would only be more clear in their labeling.
If in a northern town, her name
That was Mr. Rod Kinney as we continue our New Year's Eve show talking about adult beverages. Now, I don't mean to say that everyone must drink alcoholic beverages on New Year's Eve, of course. I don't mean that. It's just a popular thing. But not drinking anything or just sticking to a non-alcoholic beverage is just as good or possibly an even better choice. So I just want to make myself clear. Now, Rod Kinney is a longtime musician from the Austin, Minnesota area. He's always had a passion for his craft, which began back in elementary school with band and choir, and then playing bass in local rock bands as a teenager. After graduating high school in a desperate attempt to escape his hometown, Rod enlisted in the U.S. Air Force. It was the mid-80s, and he found himself stationed in England. After a couple of recording efforts in early 2007, Rod began his most ambitious recording project to date with producer Joe Puerta of the band Ambrosia and Bruce Hornsby and The Range. The result is the CD Higher Self, released in May of 2010. Higher Self has sold copies in 11 countries, and the title track went to number one on indie-music.com's Adult Contemporary chart. And that song, again, Water to Wine. Up next, Paul Metza, a legendary musician and songwriter from Minnesota. He was born on the Iron Range. He's been based in Minneapolis since 78. Paul's received 7 Minnesota Music Awards and has played more than 5,000 gigs. And that, my friends, is about 3.5 times more than the Beatles played before they hit the shores of America. He lives in northeast Minneapolis with his faithful dog Blackie, a dozen or so guitars, 25 orange crates of LPs, hundreds of books, compact discs, magazines, and vintage postcards, and several kitchen cupboards full of old cassettes. Now you know what Paul has in his house? There you go. Here's Paul Metza with a song titled Whiskey or the Rain on Homebrew.
Well, there's a tavern at the end of this shadow street where our hearts going broken in two. There is initials of someone with my name and a picture of you. Will pardon me if I hold out my hand to you with a postcard that I never sent to a lover who's lost in the twilight, but so she pretends. Might have been the whiskey, could have been the rain. Might have been the whiskey, could have been the rain. Well, there's a wolf that's loose tonight in the Shanghai fields, and she's wearing a gingham disguise. She will trade your heart for a penny chain and bid you that we pay for the Sally dream. I guess I wouldn't wish it on you. Hang your hopes on a wishing post. I hope your dreams come true. when the midnight breaks on this honky-tonk, on the street where the smoke never clears. There's a lover still lost in the twilight for so many years. Might have been the whiskey, could have been the rain. Might have been the whiskey, could have been the rain. Might have been the whiskey, could have been the rain. Might have been the whiskey, could have been the rain.
Took my last $200. For all she knows, she left me here to die. And I know $200 ain't what it used to be, but it sure as hell don't fall out of the sky. She's out drinking with her bar friends. I'm going off the deep end like an idiot who's just been left behind. But I'll soon be feeling frisky. I found my jug of whiskey. You can't stop an honest man from getting high. In my mind I hear her laughing while she's burning up my cash. But I swear I'm gonna make it through alright. Cause I got $15 worth of evil in a bottle, and I'm gonna ride it straight to hell tonight. $20 haircut and $50 jeans, $300 frickin' dollar cowboy shoes, $30,000 pickup truck a-sittin' right behind this house that's cold and empty as a tomb. It's not socially acceptable to sit and drink alone, but I'm past the point of caring what I do. Cause I got $15 worth of evil in a bottle, and I'm gonna ride it straight to hell for you.
That was Evil in a Bottle by Bill Hennessy. He's originally from South Dakota, but we can forgive him for that. Bill now lives in Princeton, Minnesota. He's an unconventional artist whose debut CD, Hardcore Country, hammers honky-tonk, rockabilly, and hard-driving country rock into a one-of-a-kind sound. His second CD is titled Playin' Dirty. We don't have that one. We'll have to send an email to Bill. He says he was exposed to a wide variety of music and people in his folks' beer joint. Well, up next, Vernon Dixon. Their founder and songwriter is Katie Vernon Thomasberg. Drew Dixon and the players in the band are some of the best from the local music scene. Their first CD, Corn Whiskey, includes memorable original songs with strong vocals and tight harmonies with themes that run the gamut from drinking to loving. Available on vinyl, CD, and iTunes. Here's the title song from that CD, Corn Whiskey by Vernon Dixon.
Cross Delta Choir. Though your feet are wet, their sweet song will take you high. All roads lead to Clarksdale Song.
Hey, hey, wait.
Beer on the Brain with Shane Martin, ending the night with John Bennett's Wake Up and Smell the Coffee. That's probably what'll happen to you on New Year's Day. Have a great 2016, and we'll see you next week on Minnesota Homebrew.
Wake up and smell the coffee. You've got to learn to face the facts. Your longtime sidekick has gone and left here at last. Didn't I tell you, son, that you finally met your match? Wake up and smell the coffee now. You got to learn to face the facts. Wake up and smell the coffee, son. The joke's been on you. You can't remember how you were played for a first-rate fool. Snap out of it, kid. I heard they most always do. Wake up and smell the coffee and admit that it's all through. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up and smell the coffee. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up and smell the coffee. Wake up and smell the coffee. You can't go on denying that all along you thought you were the only one lying. Forget about her, son. Put her out of your mind. Wake up and smell the coffee that was once upon a time. Wake up and smell the coffee. Get your head out of the sand. Your dreams have all drifted over your well-laid plans. I wonder if they ever stood a ghost of a chance. Wake up and smell the coffee and rejoin the human dance. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up and smell the coffee. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up and smell the coffee. Wake up. Wake up and smell the coffee, son. There are no guarantees that before you'd hit the ground, you would land on your knees. You can't get out of this one, kid. You're no Houdini. Wake up and smell the coffee. You've got nothing up your sleeve. Wake up and smell the coffee. They're playing your song. Got to face the music. It's easier said than it's done. Take the bull by the horns now. It won't be too long. Wake up and smell the coffee, son, and see the morning sun.